Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
My friends, the gospel for this weekend is one that is difficult for us to understand due to the way that Jesus treats this Canaanite woman. It seems so out of character for him. Now, throughout all of the four gospels, people are continually coming up to Jesus, asking to be healed from their various illnesses. Immediately, Jesus responds and heals them. Yet for this woman, Jesus doesn't. He seems indifferent to her. Now, why is that? Well, I think it's because Jesus is trying to teach his apostles and us a very important component of faith, and that is perseverance. Remember the gospel story last week. Peter has faith enough to climb out of the boat and begin walking on the water towards Jesus Christ. Yet doubt begins to creep in, and suddenly Peter begins to fall into the water. Jesus grabs him and says to Peter, "O ye of little faith, why did you doubt?" That story rests on the heels of this week's gospel passage. What we have to recognize is Jesus knows that when he ascends back into heaven, the apostles will be left to build the church here in this world. Now they will encounter opposition, trial, and persecution. They will have a very difficult time establishing the church. Therefore, they must learn perseverance in their faith. If they don't have the perseverance to overcome all those obstacles, including the persecutions, then our church never would have made it out of the first century. And yet it did, because the apostles learned perseverance. And they learned it from this Canaanite woman. Now, how does the story begin? It begins with a Canaanite woman, it says, calling out to Jesus Christ, "Have pity upon me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." First and foremost, what we have to understand, this woman approaches Jesus Christ with faith. With faith, she knows that Christ and only Christ can cure her daughter of her illness. And so she comes to Jesus with faith. And we will learn it is a strong faith. Yet, as this woman approaches Jesus, she encounters silence. Jesus ignores her. Now, that's probably the worst thing that you could do to a person, is ignore them. In doing so, essentially, you're not even acknowledging the person's presence. It's like the person doesn't even exist in your eyes. Next, the apostles kind of chime in, and they say to Jesus, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." The apostles, too, attempt to brush this woman off, give her the cold shoulder. Finally, Jesus says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Now, Jesus' attitude is one of indifference. This is so unlike him. Now, if this woman's faith was weak or tenuous at best, she would have probably given up. Given this opposition, she would have probably said to herself, "Forget it, it's not worth it." Similar to Peter last week, who sunk into the water because of his lack of faith. Well, this woman is now different from Peter. She approaches Jesus with strong faith. And because of the opposition that she faces, her faith will get stronger. Next in the story, the woman runs around in front of Jesus and kneels before him, blocking his pathway. One thing that we have to recognize now, faith, genuine and authentic faith, can never be suppressed or conquered. Notice that it is precisely in the measure of this woman's opposition that her faith is becoming stronger and stronger. And that truly is the lesson that Jesus is trying to teach us. The woman says to Christ, "Help me." And Jesus responds and says, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." Now, Jesus is directly insulting her, in some ways referring to her as a dog. Yet, if you look at the Greek word that is used for dog, and remember, the Bible is originally written in Greek. The Greek word that is used is kynarion, which in translated into English is puppy. So Jesus isn't necessarily insulting this woman as much as he is being playful with her. Now, why is that, you might say? It's because Jesus is trying to draw out this woman's faith so as to teach the apostles what authentic faith looks like. Now, the woman responds with a very quick wit, and she says, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Her response is one of boldness, yes, but also with humility. Jesus then says, "How great is your faith? Let it be done to you as you wish." In all four of the Gospels, there are only two people that Jesus publicly proclaims that they have great faith. One is this Canaanite woman. The other person is the Roman centurion in chapter 4 of Matthew's Gospel. Christ never describes his apostles in these terms. Yet, Jesus proclaims that this woman has great faith. Why? It's because of her perseverance. Notice that movement of perseverance. First, she called out to Jesus. Next, she ran in front of Jesus and blocked his way by kneeling in front of him. Finally, she exercised a quick wit in her exchange with Christ. It is precisely in this movement that this woman encounters opposition, yet in that opposition, her faith grows stronger. And that truly is the lesson that Jesus is trying to teach the apostles and now us. Cardinal John Henry Newman once said, "Things do grow through opposition." I'll say that again. Things do grow through opposition. What he meant by this was when we are faced with a challenge, a trial, it is precisely in that opposition that brings out, draws out of us our talents, our skills, and our abilities, and makes them stronger. A great example of this is Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, his father, recognized at a very early age in Tiger's life that he had a gift. Yet, Tiger's dad recognized that if Tiger simply continued to play with children his own age, that those gifts, those talents, would never be strengthened, honed, and refined. Therefore, Tiger's dad always forced Tiger to play against older kids. Every time his dad signed Tiger up to play in a tournament, he always forced Tiger to play with older kids, kids that were bigger, stronger, kids that could hit the ball longer, putt well. Tiger continually faced opposition when he played golf, yet it was precisely in this opposition that brought out Tiger's great gifts and now made him one of the greatest golfers our world has ever known. The same thing holds true now in this gospel passage. Notice, this woman encounters first silence. She's ignored by Jesus Christ. Then she encounters opposition from the apostles. Finally, she's directly insulted by Christ. Yet from this opposition, her faith is drawn out. From this trial, her faith is progressively getting stronger and stronger. My friends, this is a powerful lesson that we must understand and now apply in our life. Things truly do grow through opposition. Our faith requires perseverance, persistence, like this Canaanite woman. Why? Because when we face opposition and trial, and we will, from time to time in our life, we will face challenges, whatever they may be, whether it's poor health, relationships, problems at work, whatever it is, we are not immune to trials or challenges. Yet when we face them, what we have to do is face them with perseverance. Whatever it is, our faith during that trial will be drawn out like this woman, yet it'll be drawn out so as to strengthen it, so that it is now stronger, refined, and honed. My friends, persevere in your faith. That is vital to our relationship with Jesus Christ. Persevere. Don't give up. Persist like this Canaanite woman. If you truly have genuine faith, faith will not be conquered or suppressed. Persevere through your opposition. And when you do this, then Jesus Christ will proclaim to you, as he does this woman, "Great is your faith." And may the peace and the grace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.